Hello, everyone. It's 5:30 out here on the Pacific Northwest Coast, and I'm Caroline Sutherland, author of The Body Knows, and your host this evening for my Monday night teleconference, which takes place every Monday night here in my office and around the world. So it's great to be with you, and welcome to people that are new to the teleconference and have never joined us before, and welcome to you and all the new people that are joining me from Seattle, where I was about 10 days ago. It's great to be with you, and we've got lots and lots of email questions, and I'll be taking your phone questions too. So if you'd like me to come onto the phone lines in a few minutes, just press star 2 and put yourself onto the phone queue, and I'll get to you once I've done some of the internet questions. My topic tonight is sleep strategies, and quite a few of you have called in and emailed with issues related to sleep. So we're going to discuss that probably in the questions, and you'll get most of the information about how to improve sleep and how to get through the night without these issues of waking up and your eyes are just wide awake and you just can't figure out how to get back down again. The events that I've got coming up this Saturday, if you haven't registered, now's your time to register for the meditation day. It's called Entering the Crystal City, and there'll be three meditations, one at 9 in the morning, one at 11 in the morning, and one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to absolutely love it. It's going to be a day for you, a very, very special day. When you go within and you feel the presence, the divine presence with you, and where you feel as if you're reaching down to a deeper state of relaxation and peace, where you can access inner wisdom, inner guidance, and that compass point that leads you and directs you in your life. So it's called Entering the Crystal City. It's done from your home. You register online from my website, carolinesutherland.com. The price is $49, but what I'm encouraging people to do is one person register and then have two or three people over at your home and set it up nicely so it's comfortable, it's quiet, that you don't have kids running around and dogs and cats, you know, prowling around and all sorts of activities. And that you really take the day for yourself. Wear some comfortable clothing. Make sure you've got food handy and you've got water and herbal tea handy. And you really just take that day for yourself to go within and to access that deep part of you where wisdom resides, wisdom and knowing. And that's the spiritual part of you. I mean, your inner guidance is there for you. And that wise, all-knowing part of you is doing its best to communicate with you. And so that day, entering the Crystal City, is a metaphor for entering the deeper part of you, the all-wise, all-knowing part of you, and it'll be my pleasure to introduce a day of meditation to you. I am actually a fully qualified meditation teacher, and I have a diploma in relaxation therapy, and as you know, my CDs are all based on that work towards my diploma, and so I have many, many CDs for adults and children that you might be interested in. And I've been known to do a very, very powerful and wonderful and deep meditation, which, of course, is inspired. So when it's inspired, it's really quite something as these meditations unfold. So entering the Crystal City, that's Saturday, March the 5th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's when we'll need to actually be on the call. And then on Thursday, March 10th, there's a weight loss evening for those of you that are interested in my components of weight loss, which are very different from other people's and what they do. And so you'll find out everything from hormone imbalances to food allergies to candida yeast and what to do about it. And I will be giving you individual attention and doing spot readings for people that night. That's Thursday, March 10th. Again, that's $49. The spring detox program starts April 13th. So get ready because the price for the detox program changes and goes up to $125 on April the 1st. So if you're interested in registering for the detox program, get that registration in by the 1st of April. Now, many of you are joining me now from Hay House Radio, from the Halo Health Hour, and welcome to the program. And I'm really glad you're joining me because this is another way to get information, to have a spot reading done. And I really like the Halo Health Supplements. And if you're interested in taking a look to see what they're all about, you can access the Halo Health line from my website, carolinesutherland.com. Just touch that little blue box on the top of my website, and you'll go straight through to the Halo supplement line. And by the way, the discussion tonight begins with sleep strategies, and the Halo Health Line has a very, very excellent formula. It's called Halo Sleep, and it's an excellent formula that has melatonin in it, valerian root, and really helps with sleep. So if you're interested in a good sleep formula, the Halo Health, Halo Sleep would be something to consider. And so my radio show with Hay House Radio, the Halo Health Hour, starts at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time on Mondays. And so you've got Sutherland in the morning at 8 o'clock and then again at 5:30. So who knows, we might even put another radio show in between. So in the meantime, sleep is very important, and we do have quite a few questions specifically about sleep. So I think what I'll do is I'll use the questions. Rather than do a soliloquy about sleep, I will work with the questions that people have sent in, and I think most of the components will come through in the responses to the questions. But one thing I would like to say is so many people think, you know, I just have one cup of coffee a day, and they have a lot of trouble sleeping. Well, a friend of mine was constantly having problems sleeping just for a long, long time, and I kept saying to her, Marianne, stop the coffee. Marianne, stop the coffee. Sure enough, about a year and a half ago, Marianne came to me and she said, Caroline, you were right. It was only one cup of coffee that I was having every morning, but that was enough to make the difference. And now that I'm not drinking the coffee any longer, I'm absolutely sleeping like a baby. So that's one thing that isn't coming through with the questions today. Caffeine is a big no-no if you're trying to sleep. And even something like dark chocolate. You know, people swear by dark chocolate. Well, you know, there is a lot of caffeine in dark chocolate. And I remember a friend of mine came out in the boat, and we were out boating, and she brought along a couple of little chunks of this dark chocolate. And she said, well, you know, you could, what about having one of these little chunks of chocolate? Oh, well, you know, let's have a little piece and see how I do. I could feel it within 20 minutes. My heart was palpitating. We got back into the marina at about 7:30 or 8 at night, and I still felt the effect of that chunk of dark chocolate. So not everybody can take it. My daughter, for example, if she has dark chocolate, she's up the whole night. So it's not good when you're trying to sleep. All right, so let's go through the questions, and we've got lots of good ones about sleep. The first one is not related to sleep, but I'm going to answer it anyway. So Heather from New York is asking, what is the root cause of chronic dandruff? Dandruff, eczema, and psoriasis are all yeast-related, candida yeast-related. So what you do, Heather, is minimize your sugars and your starches. It's not like there's no sugar, but just keep it low. You can have a piece of fruit here and there. I'd cut out the juice. And then for you to address this yeast issue, I would use something called ProSeed, P-R-O, and then seed, like seed in the ground. It's made from grapefruit seed extract. It's not the drops. It's a capsule, and it's available on my website, carolinesutherland.com. You'll need the access code, and there's an access code to be able to look at the supplement portion of the site. And the access code is LIFE, L-I-F-E-1-2-3. So I would use one ProSeed capsule with each meal and one Lactozyme. Lactozyme is a probiotic, Acidophilus lactobacillus bifidus, which recolonizes the lower colon flora. Now, what's interesting, people will say, well, now, how in the world could a skin condition like dandruff be affected by the gut? Well, I have to tell you that skin is the last manifestation of the gut. So if you have gut issues, candida yeast issues, absorption issues, issues with gas and bloating and food sensitivities and all kinds of related issues from too many sweets and too many starches, they can manifest in the skin. For example, you look at young people now, teenagers, and so many of them have spotty skin. Simple, simple, simple. Minimize the sugars. It's not no sugar. It just keep it low and get rid of the dairy products. Just take the milk and milk-based products out of the diet for at least 2 weeks, and all these kids will have beautiful skin, and they won't be having spots. There is a hormone component to it, for sure, when they're teenagers, but it's largely related to sugar and dairy products if you want to have great skin. So there you go for Heather in New York. I hope that helps you. And Kathy down there in Texas, thanks so much for your question, Kathy. You're talking about toe and foot cramps. You know what I love? And it's just a great calcium that we stock, and it's called Calapatit, which is a calcium magnesium. It's a professional formula. And depending on your age, I'd have to have your specific age. If you're anywhere in the menopause zone, you need to take two of those calcium tablets with each meal. The issue is, with toe and foot cramps, is you're not absorbing the calcium that you are taking. You're simply not absorbing it. So I like a digestive enzyme for people over the age of 40. I like Zypan, Z-Y-P-A-N, two tablets with each meal. And I very much like the calcium magnesium supplement that I have on my website because it's a highly absorbable calcium. It contains raw bone. It's very useful for menopausal women. And the dose on that is somewhere between 1,200 and 2,000 milligrams a day. I take 2,000 milligrams a day, but I'm about to be 67 years of age, and so it's just, you know, something that's recommended for my age group to be up to 2,000. But you may be a little younger, and I'm not exactly sure how old you are, but it's a highly absorbable calcium, very well tolerated, and I think that should do the trick along with your digestive enzymes called Zypan. All right, we have Deborah in Cape Cod. One day I would love to go to Cape Cod. I've heard so much about it. Apparently it's so beautiful, and I think that would be a great fun trip. So here is Deborah, and she's talking about that she has COPD, and she uses a CPAP machine. People with COPD mean that they have issues with breathing. Now, I'm going to start right from the top because, in my opinion, if you get your weight down to your normal body weight and you stop consuming milk and milk-based products and wheat flour products, you will not need a breathing machine. So that's the first part. The second part is you need to go into your bedroom and review any environmental factors at all. When I first moved into the home that I currently live in, there was carpet in the bedroom. And I coughed and coughed and coughed. It was lovely carpet, and there shouldn't have been a problem with it. But until that carpet got taken out and hardwood floors were put down, that was the only thing that stopped it. So you go into your bedroom and you review. Do you have carpet? If you do, start to plan for replacing the carpet with hardwood or a cork floor, and then check your bedding. Are there feathers on the bed? When you have feathers on your bed and you breathe into those feathers at night, then the mold that's in that pillow gently rises. The moisture that's in the pillow contains mold and all kinds of other little fun things and fungus that you don't want, and you breathe that into your lungs. I wouldn't allow a cat or a dog in the bedroom. And if you do have COPD, which is chronic, pulmonary, it's a lung disorder, I simply would not replace a pet. I wouldn't, because you're that vulnerable to pet dander. So no pets in the bedroom, and make sure that there are no plants in the bedroom, because when you water the plants, the mold rises, and you're affected by mold, especially in Cape Cod, because you're right on the ocean and it's damp there. So those are the strategies that I would use. And then the biggest issue is what's going on in the lungs in terms of emotion. And the lungs in Chinese medicine represent grief. And so you want to review, are you still grieving for the loss of a loved one? Are you still grieving a dream that died somewhere? And so you have to review that and do your deep emotional work. And one of the things that really helps with emotions and really helps with emotional work is that part of what has happened to us on an emotional level, we set in motion ourselves. So it's not really related to somebody coming into our life or a circumstance and victimizing us as much as it is a co-partnering. In other words, the circumstance, the person, agrees to come into our life so that we can change and we can evolve and we can grow. And we had a part of this. And so if you have one of those little sticky notes, you write on it, and I set it up this way, and I set it up this way, and put that on your refrigerator. And that really helps. And when it comes around to forgiving, you know, forgiving different people and forgiving events, it makes it so much easier when we know that part of what happened, we played a role in that. It wasn't just one-sided. We played a role. And when I look at it in terms of health, in terms of your health, Deborah, and anyone else's health, a lot of what happens to us in terms of health and well-being or lack of it is this whole forgiveness piece. And how long do we have to hang on to the he said, the she said, the whys and the wherefores before we get that we set it up this way and we agreed to this? So again, COPD, in my view, if I had you close up and personal, maybe one day I might, you know, have the desire to set up a month-long program, an in-residence program where people come with issues that you have similar to yours. And we just take them off offending foods. We get them out of a moldy environment. We clean up their actual sleeping environment, make a few changes, do some emotional work, and people really would respond tremendously. In the meantime, I would use a CD that I have created that has helped a lot of people deal with emotional issues over the years. It's called Letting Go of the Past and Moving Forward. Esperanza in Chicago, a small rash on your leg. There you have it. You are 60 years of age, 5'6", and 137 pounds. How very, very sweet. All right, and your key comment. I have to say, I worry a lot about things. Well, let me tell you something. At age 60, that's natural. And the hormone that's missing and probably has been in, since your early 50s is going to be progesterone. And when progesterone is low, women can feel very anxious, very overwhelmed, and they worry and fret a lot. And so I would advise you to go and see a hormone balancing practitioner who does bioidentical hormone balancing. And at 60 years of age, I think you have to absolutely have a practitioner. And they'll probably find your progesterone is low. And then that will help with the worry and the anxiety. And then the small rash, I would use the fungal yeast infection homeopathic solution. That's fungal yeast infection homeopathic solution. That's on my website, carolinesutherland.com. And you take that the way it's you're directed, which is two capfuls, it's a little cap, screw, little top on the bottle, and you take one of those capfuls in the morning and one before dinner. And it'll take about 3 months. But the kicker, of course, is you've got to reduce your sugars. If you're a big fan of sweet desserts and juice and sticky buns and sweet things, then you're going to have issues with trying to get this eczema, this psoriasis patch, trying to get rid of it. It will happen, but you have to do it with a two-pronged approach, which is a diet, and then use a fungal yeast infection homeopathic solution. And I would add in a probiotic as well called Lactozyme, L-A-C-T-O-Z-Y-M-E, and you'll need that access code, LIFE123. All right, so here we go. So this is Deb, and she's in Monson, Massachusetts, it looks like, and she's asking about progesterone. If progesterone is low in women, they will not sleep. You get to bed, you think you're going to sleep, you maybe can get to sleep, but 2 hours later you're awake and you can't get back down. And that's a sign of low progesterone. And so, Deb, your question is, what's the best form? Your doctors prescribe Prometrium. Prometrium is plant-based. It is made from wild yam, so it's absolutely appropriate. It is bioidentical, and 100 milligrams is usually about the right dose. Many women start at 50 milligrams at bedtime. Remember, it's always at bedtime. But sometimes 50 milligrams is not enough. I was doing, I would say, exceptionally well on 100 milligrams of Prometrium, just like you. But now I've been experimenting with 150, and I think I sleep better on 150. However, I will be doing another saliva panel because I do not want my progesterone to be too high. So what I've been experimenting with is the 100 milligrams of Prometrium and then the Halo Health sleep formula that is very good as well, with valerian and melatonin in it, and doing that as opposed to increasing my progesterone. So it's kind of, I'm just experimenting now with what's going to work for me, and I will definitely be doing testing because I don't want to have a lot of progesterone. I'm very cognizant of wanting to stay out of the cancer zone. And so your doctor said that it's bioidentical, and she's absolutely right. And, yes, you can get it from a regular pharmacy. You're absolutely right. Prometrium has been around for years and years and years, and so has Biest. I mean, bioidentical hormones are not new. They've been around, gosh, since the 1940s. That's when Russell Marker first isolated the progesterone molecule. And you'll read all about bioidentical hormones in my book, The Body Knows How to Stay Young, which is a Hay House book. And you can order that by calling Hay House during office hours, and their phone number is 800-654-5126. That's 800-654-5126. And just press option 0 during office hours, and they'd be very glad to send out both of my books, The Body Knows How to Tune Into Your Body and Improve Your Health, and then my latest book with Hay House, which is The Body Knows How to Stay Young. And you know, for everyone's listening, who's listening, it's really helpful if you know how I work. I've been doing medical intuitive work now for 30 years, and when you give me a question, I will answer it, but I will answer it not from the book, not just from my knowledge, but from my intuitive impressions that just come to me automatically. And if you know me from Hay House Radio and doing the teleconference, you know, my ritual that I do every Monday night, it's very like a steam train, literally. The information comes in right away. Everyone has to stop everything, grab their pen and focus and start writing things down, because when I receive the information, it's coming straight in. And if I'm not able to verbalize it to you and I'm not able to get it over from my brain to your pen, to your paper, then I lose it. And I just want to stay focused, grab it, and then I scan and scan and scan. So I get the information, and then I scan. Is there anything else? Is there anything else I need to tell this person? It's a very instinctive process. It's a really wonderful process that I'm very lucky to have, and I love to teach it. And so this October I'll be teaching my 2.5-day seminar in medical intuition over in beautiful Leavenworth, Washington. And you can register for that online at carolinesutherland.com. All right, we're going to Louise in Colorado Springs. And Louise was on Hay House Radio this morning, and thank you so much for tuning in. It's a great program every Monday at 8 o'clock on Hay House Radio. I was talking about estrogen detoxifiers. You see, we really live in an estrogen-fueled society. And by the way, one of the reasons why people can't sleep is that we are literally being fueled by estrogen almost every turn of the way, from all the bad food, from the plasticizers, from the chemicals, plastic water bottles, plastic wrap that's around everything. You know, it just baffles me. And I mean, I'm sure it's good, and I'll probably get a lot of comments from people saying, Caroline, that's, you're not thinking clearly. But here we have in many cities where they will not let you, you know, they won't give you a they'll give you a grocery bag, but you have to pay 35 cents, right? But yet, every single thing in their store is surrounded in plastic wrap or in a plastic bag or some kind of plasticized box. You know, I mean, admittedly, you know, a shopping bag is, it's a start, but it's a non-compute. You do what they do in Europe, and it's so hilarious. When we were in Europe a couple of years ago in France, you go in, and you go into the vegetable area, and the lady was really quite snippy with me because they have paper bags there. So you might get, for example, a pear, a couple of pears. You might get, say, a red pepper, and you might get a lump of broccoli or, you know, some kind of course, they have wonderful vegetables there. And so here was me going around, well, I have my red pepper in this bag. I'll have my two pears in this other bag. And then you go over to this little table, and this lady weighs everything up for you, right? She looked at me. She grabbed all of those vegetables right out of every single one of those bags. She squeezed and piled them in to one bag, maybe two bags. She gave me such a look. Well, fair enough, because everyone's very conscious of this over in Europe. And so literally, you know, you end up, you take your bag, you take your fabric bag in there, and then they weigh everything, you know, on the little scale, and then they put it in your fabric bag. There's not a speck of plastic around any of your vegetables or anything, and they're sitting there in the vegetable area of that little store, and they're all out there, not a everything is in plastic. So, you know, we're eventually should be adopting that over here. We have so much abundance over here, and we've just got all this stuff. I mean, the array of food. People come from other countries to North America, and they look to see what we have, and it is mind-boggling, especially if you're like me and you've lived in developing countries. All righty, so to get back to bioidentical hormones, sorry, Louise. Yeah, we are really literally fueled by estrogen. And in some areas, you have estrogen in the water, in the drinking water from birth control pills. So if you live where your water supply comes from the mountains, it's unlikely, unless the deer and the beaver and all these little marmots and things are you know, getting a hold of birth control pills, it's very likely that your water supply is free of estrogen. But look at the numbers of cities in flat areas in Canada and the United States and other areas where your water, you know, you've got your rain, you've got your runoff, you've got your fields, and you've got your farms, and whatever is being put into that earth from runoff from everywhere and sewage treatment plants gets into the water table. And people end up drinking estrogen water. And then in my book, I talk about it. In New York Harbor, you know, male fish with eggs. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So to detoxify estrogen, I think, is very important. So, Louise, good for you. You're eating lots of cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are Brussels sprouts, broccoli, kale, cauliflower, anything that's from the brassical family. Bok choy, su choy, cabbage, all of that is cruciferous. And you use liberally use turmeric, and you probably use green tea extract. Now, it's interesting. You're talking about that the estrogen that you have in your body is low. So are you doing bioidentical estrogen? You're not saying you're doing bioidentical hormones, but you might not be using estrogen. But you might be detoxifying estrogen and taking it out. Now, I take estrogen. I also use Cruciferous Complete, which is what I really like, because it's a very concentrated form of these brassical, cruciferous vegetables, the brassical family. And I take one of those Cruciferous Complete with each meal. And my estrogen levels are what they should be for a woman my age, which is just about to be 67. So there could be a link, and you might want to discuss that with your bioidentical hormone balancing practitioner or your naturopathic physician. All right, let's take a look. We got Connie in Vancouver, BC. What supplements can be taken to promote a good night's sleep? The first thing is you need to have your hormones tested, and I have a very good reference for you in Vancouver, and that's New Moon Health, New, N-E-W, Moon, M-O-O-N, Health, newmoonhealth.com. They're in North Vancouver, and they give a monthly free presentation on bioidentical hormones. And again, one of the issues, if progesterone is low, you won't be sleeping well. And then the other supplement that I can recommend, you can try the Halo Health supplement, and apparently they do ship into Canada, but sometimes you can have issues with crossing the border. So you can just get something like a combination of valerian root and melatonin at your health food store. And I very much like Finlandia Pharmacy, 1111 West Broadway in Vancouver. They have some very good supplements, and they will have their own formula for sleep. But the key thing is get your hormones balanced. Find out where your progesterone is. All righty, we've got Marie in Kelowna. That's also British Columbia. It's a beautiful place, a wine-growing area, right on a lake. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I have been fortunate enough to present a couple of years ago in Kelowna, and it was really beautiful. She says, my daughter has a sleep disorder, and I give her melatonin at night, and that's a 13-year-old. Wow, if you don't give her melatonin, she's awake till midnight. I would go to your nearest naturopathic physician and sort this out. You have to look at her diet. This has been going on since she's been 10 years of age. I would take her right off any kind of chemicals at all, like any soda pop. I wouldn't allow her to use that at all. I would do some of the fruit waters, which is basically water with a little bit of fruit essence in it, for something kind of, you know, sparkly and a little bit fun and festive. And then check that diet. And if there's not consistent protein, if that protein is not consistent and her blood sugars are off, she will not sleep. So I think you've got to go back in there and review that diet, get a good local naturopathic physician to see what can be done, get somebody to do some muscle testing. I don't know about the long-term use of melatonin, if that's appropriate, because as we progress in age, melatonin declines by itself. However, there may be a blood test to find out where her melatonin is, and indeed, if it is low, then of course it would need to be supplemented. But I'm not going to take a position on that. You make sure you're working with a good local naturopathic physician and your own medical doctor. As you know, I'm very medical. My father was a doctor, so was my grandfather, and I'm a firm believer that if there are ongoing issues, you make sure you've had every medical test possible. But you go back in there and review that girl's diet and see what's going on with that and see if there's any stimulants, any chemicals, and do your best. If you have my books, you'll be able to test her. You'll be able to do muscle testing. You'll be able to use a pendulum and sort out what it is. Sometimes kids are absolutely wired on chemicals, food additives and chemicals, not to mention that are in the food, but chemicals that you yourself may not be aware of, in room spray, in laundry soap, in perfume. I had a mother come to me with two little kids, and these little kids were coughing and sneezing the whole time, and that mother walked into my office in a cloud of perfume. I said, "Lady, you know what? It's very wonderful that you're, you know, like this perfume, but it's bothering your little munchkin kids. Look at these kids, tiny little kids, 18-month-old, 3-year-old, and, you know, coughing and sneezing because of this cloud of perfume." We have to think what we're doing. Kids now are very sensitive. I say, basically, that we have now 3 generations of sensitive people. I was born sensitive. I was born during the war. Anyone would be sensitive during the war because both parents would be shocked to their core of what they were dealing with during the war. So I was born sensitive. I give birth to 2 daughters who actually, believe it or not, are not that sensitive. But they could be if I didn't know how to nourish myself. My mother was a dietitian, and I knew how to eat right. And I knew the value when I was pregnant of excellent, top-rate food and supplementation. And so I believe that was part of what brought both of my girls in healthy. Although they did have quite a few issues at birth, they had birth trauma. They were both in ICU for a couple of weeks, which was extremely scary. And my daughter's 4 children have arrived on the earth, I would say fairly robust. You know, I would say quite robust. But you look at kids. I've been to different places where I'm looking at these. I'm looking at the mothers, and they're weak. I'm looking at the kids, and they're weak. And it's all because of weak immune systems, because the amount of chemical load that we have. Can we avoid the chemical load? Yes, we can. Try and live in nature as best you can in nature, in a peaceful setting. Try and live in a home that's not, you know, covered in plastic and has all kinds of outgassing materials. And do your best to eat organic and hormone-free and breathe fresh air, and then you're not going to have these kids. But these kids are coming in weak because we simply aren't getting that we have so many chemicals in our culture. Barbara in Boca Raton, she says, "I'm concerned about her mental clarity. Do you know who you have who's really, really great up in Jupiter, Florida? You have Dr. Edward Pearson. He's up in Jupiter, and that's not a long drive from Boca Raton. And you can access his information from my website, CarolineSutherland.com, on hormone balancing." So mental clarity is related to declining hormones, most notably estrogen. And so you get started on that right away at age 57. And what I like about Dr. Pearson is he's very conservative. He's conservative in his approach to hormone balancing. He's on the same, his information is interesting to me because it's exactly the way I think. And he's almost the first practitioner that I've met that thinks along the same lines that I do. Very conservative balancing of hormones, testing, follow-up. And what I like about him is he does not charge for follow-up. He charges quite a bit out of the starting blocks, but it's not very far off what most practitioners are going to charge. But there's no charge for the tweaking, and that tweaking can take up to 3 months. All righty, so let's have a little look. Here's Tamara, and she's in Denver. And Tamara is 48 years of age, 5'10", and 140 pounds. You're right on with your body weight. She says she's been eradicating candida yeast, and you're off dairy now and wheat for about 4 weeks. And you're you're feeling like you're detoxifying. You know what I'd like to do? What I think would really be good is to do some liver work. And I like a supplement called Liviplex, L-I-V-A-P-L-E-X. One Liviplex with breakfast and one with dinner. And so you're finding that you've got some kind of an odor that you feel like you're like a digestive tract odor. I would use some Zypan. I would use Zypan, two Zypan with each meal, and I would do Liviplex, and I think that will probably nip this issue in the bud because, you know, you've got to use digestive enzymes. That's a factor. And then, of course, detoxifying the liver. When you're detoxifying, you know, the liver is involved. It very much is. So Pat in Thousand Oaks is asking about Aquaflora. Aquaflora is a liquid candida yeast control supplement that I like. I like it very much. We used to stock it. I don't stock it anymore. I found something I like better that is less expensive and works well. But you can use Aquaflora for children, and the one I like is Fungal Yeast Infection Homeopathic Solution. And then, so yes, you wanted to know if I'd heard about it. Yes. And then magnesium capsules, that would be fine, 400 milligrams of magnesium. No need to put magnesium on an empty stomach. I don't like that. I like capsules and tablets with food. They're far easier to digest, far easier to tolerate. They don't get stuck in your throat. And there's no relationship between a magnesium capsule and candida yeast control. Magnesium citrate is helpful for bowel movement, for an ease of bowel movements. I don't see any relationship between magnesium and candida yeast control. So you can use either fungal yeast infection, homeopathic solution, or ProSeed, which is a grapefruit seed capsule, and stick with your magnesium if you like it, but there's not really a relationship between it and candida yeast yeast eradication or control. But I would also use Lactozyme, L-A-C-T-O-Z-Y-M-E, one tablet. They're little tiny tablets, one with each meal. And when you get that bottle of Lactozyme, that is a two-month supply. And again, just to stress, the Halo Health supplements, I think they're excellent. And if you purchase, for example, the sleep formula that they have, and maybe the fish oil, you get the comprehensive multi for free. And, you know, you pay a lot of money, easily $35 for a bottle of a very good multi. And I think this one is good, and it works for the comprehensive multi for men and women. And then they have a women's multiple that, for cycling women that has iron in it, and then they have a men's multi without iron. So I think it's worth looking at. I think it's a nice line. It's well-priced. It's well-formulated, and it's called Halo Health, and you can access it directly from my website, CarolineSutherland.com. All right, here's Maggie in Andover, and she says, she's been experiencing a period of wakefulness, and what can she do to restore her sleep again? Again, don't be drinking coffee, not even one cup. Watch your chocolate consumption. Don't have a sugary sweet snack before you get into bed. You'll have heart palpitations and low blood sugar. Make sure it's a protein snack before you get into bed. And I'm a firm believer, if you're hungry, you have a snack. All this nonsense, don't eat after 7:30 at night. I've never heard anything so goofy. A couple little tablespoons of sunflower seeds, that's all you need. You need to balance your blood sugars. So I would suggest, Maggie, that you go on my website, CarolineSutherland.com, and you order some progesterone cream. I have bioidentical compounded progesterone cream, $40 for a two-month supply. And along with that, I would get the Rubus Ideas drops. Rubus, R-U-B-U-S. I-D-E-A-U-S, Rubus Ideas drops. They're raspberry cane extract, and they work very well for sleep. They work very well for anxiety, and they have a little hidden benefit, and that is they have an effect on the pituitary gland, and the pituitary gland governs appetite. So if you have any excess weight, they really help with not overeating. And again, the Halo Health Sleep Formula I like very much, and this would be a great time to order it. Barbara in Salida, she says she attended my one-day seminar at Celebrate Your Life back in November in Arizona, and I will be at Celebrate Your Life in May in Chicago. Oh, no, not May, June, excuse me, June in Chicago, and I'm very much looking forward to it. So she said, and this is Barbara, she says, I followed your diet and suggestions since November and I'm feeling much better. And you've contacted Dr. Pearson this week to do the hormone testing. And you've got still the same issue with insomnia. When you get with Dr. Pearson and his recommendations, I guarantee you won't have insomnia. Just breathe, take your melatonin, and know that he will sort you out. He's a very, very fine individual, very smart. Apparently, he finished medical school at the age of, he started medical school at the age of 19 and finished at the age of 26, and he's been doing alternative medicine and bioidentical hormone balancing for 10 years. He said, Caroline, I never, ever wanted to practice traditional medicine with drugs and surgery. I went straight into the alternative. And if you're anywhere near his office in Florida, his wife is a chiropractor, and boy, does she give a great adjustment. I wish they were nearby. Anyway, you're in good hands with Dr. Pearson. Just breathe and get through it and know that they will send you the prescription. More than likely, he'll start you out on 100 milligrams of progesterone. And then probably bump it up to 150, and you should be sleeping like a baby as soon as you get started. Peggy in Los Gatos, she says, I'm 52. She's been taking bioidentical hormones. Now let's listen to this one and see if you can sort this one out and see if all of you listeners get the answer to why she might have a sleep issue, for example. Okay, so she's on BHRT. Hallelujah, raise the flag. Anybody who's taking bioidentical hormones needs to be taking something for their liver. I like Liviplex. If you have gallbladder issues, in other words, if when you have fat you feel kind of nauseated a little bit, I like AF beta food. AF beta food. It's for liver and gallbladder support. So if you're taking hormones, you should be doing liver work. So there's three things you can do. Only choose one, by the way. So AF beta food for liver and gallbladder support, or Liviplex, and that's for liver support, or the detox drops. It's called Detox Drops 3-Bottle Kit, if you're interested. And they're special drops. They're homeopathic. They're from Germany. And what they do is they help to detoxify the liver, the lymph, and the digestive system in general. So if you kind of, you know, get an instinct. But for sure you don't do hormone balancing without doing liver work because hormones are metabolized in the liver, and that liver needs to be supported. All right, so here you go. You're on progesterone. Progesterone's always given at night. You're on testosterone cream. Okay, fine. That's always given in the morning. And you're on an estrogen patch. Well, what does that mean? That means you're going to get the delivery of estrogen around the clock, which is why I don't like patches. They're very convenient. You put a little patch on your derriere and off you go, but you are getting estrogen delivered around the clock, which I don't like. I much prefer, if you're going to use estrogen, something called Biest, B-I-E-S-T, and that is a very well-tolerated estrogen combination. It's 80% estriol, which is the safest of all the estrogens, and it's 20% estradiol, and that's the proliferative estrogen. If you're interested in estriol, then you might be interested in a book that I like called Safe Estrogen by Dr. Edward Conley, and he's in Flint, Michigan, and it's a very good book called Safe Estrogen, and it's about the use of estriol. He does do consultations. He likes to have women balance estrogen just with estriol. For me, that wasn't enough. I needed a little bit of estradiol, and I feel very happy with Biest, and I'm happy on that. But that's the issue with the estrogen patch, is it's a delivery of estrogen around the clock, and if you're having sleep issues, then you aren't going to sleep because you've got that estrogen at night. What does estrogen do? It revs you up. It enhances libido. It enhances memory. It gives you a get up and go and helps with skin elasticity. And so I like Biest in a cream form. So now that's Peggy. She's been doing this type of bioidentical hormone balancing for 7 years. She's been in menopause for 1 year. Now, menopause is when you haven't had a period for a full year. So here's Peggy at 52, you know, I had my last period at 57, so it's interesting. Everybody's a little bit different. And so I find that interesting. But in any event, Peggy's saying, I'm wondering if I should stop my hormones. Lord have mercy. Do not stop your hormones. You know, these doctors saying, well, throw out your hormones. Now, I have several practitioners that I refer to about hormones on a personal level. I have Dr. Pearson in Florida. I have my own family physician. I have an expert, another expert in bioidentical hormones that actually is in the same town that I'm in. And I have my OBGYN that I see annually for my pap smear and all that kind of stuff. And interestingly enough, my OBGYN said to me, Caroline, if you were going to get cancer from taking hormones, that would have developed in the first year. He said, usually when people are taking hormones, and he was actually referring to pregnant horses' hormones and not bioidentical hormones, but even so, he said that would have showed up a lot sooner. So you have to get some education. And I would recommend to you, Peggy, I have a four-hormone CD set called The Body Knows About Hormones. It's all the ins and outs of hormone balancing. And you can just plug those CDs into your car, or I don't know how it's done, but you wizards, computer wizards, know this. You put the CD in the little tray, and then you get it on your computer, and then you put it on your iPod and all that kind of stuff. Don't ask me how that works. But you have to have education. The timing and the use and the delivery of the hormones, the kinds that are better than others, the risk for cancer, the risk for getting cancer if you don't have balanced hormones. And if you stop taking hormones, you are going to decline. Interestingly enough, a friend of mine, I remember I wanted to go cross-country skiing with her last winter, and I phoned her up and I said, let's go cross-country skiing. You know, the snow is there, the weather's perfect, it's just great for cross-country skiing. She said, oh, she said, I haven't really been feeling like myself lately, and I'm not really feeling like doing a lot of things. I said to her, okay, what's going on? Where are your hormones? She said, oh, I'm not taking my hormones any longer, and I've been really feeling not like myself again. I said, you get cracking right now and get on to your hormones. Get right back on again. And those were bioidentical hormones. They weren't horse's urine hormones, which you do not, underscore the word, do not want to be doing. Holy mackerel. All right, now we're going to go. Oh, my gosh. We are going to go to the phone lines. Let's do some phone questions, and then we got a whole lot more on of your email questions. I'll just take one, Joelle in Oregon. Joelle, the Halo Health line is not available on the Hay Health website. It's halohealth.com, H-A-Y-L-O, health.com. It has its own website, or you can reach it through my website, carolinesutherland.com. Just press the blue box that's at the top. That'll take you straight through to Halo Health and look at the site. And then you can also see the little video. Just touch the video of Louise Hay and I talking about Halo Health. It's really exciting. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to go to the phone lines, and don't worry, I'll come back in to the I will come back in to the email questions as soon as we cover the phone lines. All right, we've got area code 631. That sounds like the New York area. Hi there. Who do I have on the line?
Hi, Carolyn. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I can't
really
figure out.
And how old are you now?
I'm 41.
41, and what's your question?
Well, I'm not having any problems with my sleep, but I think I might be having hormonal issues. I've gone to my doctor.
That wouldn't be surprising. And what are you having?
Tested. You know what? I'm feeling generally just not well. I was having a lot of problems trying to lose weight. I was eating a very good diet, exercising probably about 5 days
okay.
a week.
Grab your pen and let's focus. What's your height?
5'8".
5'8". What's your body weight?
At that time, it was about 175. I'm at about 183 now.
You're at 183. Okay, good. So at 5'8", you shouldn't be more than about 165, correct?
I would say.
What would you like to be?
I was happiest a year ago or 2 years ago at like 152.
Okay, well, let's put you in at 160. All right, so stay with that thought and don't say anything to me, because what happens is when I get the download, I got it. We got to get it over to you. So just stay focused and listen to me. Give me your hair color, please, and your eye color and skin color.
Brown, and olivey.
Okay, we got it. All right, so you're called a combination type or a digestive lymphatic hormonal type. What's your ethnic origin? Where were your grandparents from?
Croatia.
Okay, so there we have it. So you're a combination type. So right off the bat, I get thyroid. Are you on any supplementation for thyroid at all, Sandra?
Nope.
Okay, so there you have it. All right, so let's talk about this. Grab your pen and write this down. I like thyroid support. I like a bovine glandular thyroid support for you. It's called Thytrophin. 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 And you can get it off my website, CarolineSutherland.com, and you'll need that code, and the code is LIFE, LIFE123. So two Thytrophin with each meal, and then the next thing we're going to do is hormone balancing with something called Simplex, S-Y-M-P-L-E-X, Simplex F for female. And it helps younger women in their 40s, sometimes actually up to early 50s, with hormone balancing. It's a glandular product, and it works on the master endocrine glands in the head, hypothalamus, pineal, and pituitary, and it will help with fat burning. So along with that, I would like you also, I suggest, that you use the drops called the appetite suppressant drops called Apatrol, A-P-A-T-R-O-L, and they're $20 for a five-week supply, so they're very low cost, and you take those little drops, five drops under the tongue, three times a day, and they block the desire to overeat, and they really help with sugar cravings. So the Apatrol, the Thytrophin, and the Simplex S, and then for you, no milk or milk-based products. Just take that right out of the diet. You can use the butter, but no cheese, cottage cheese, yogurt. It doesn't matter how many calories are in them, no milk-based products. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. The thyroid thrown me a little bit because I had my thyroid tested, and he's
It'll come in the normal range, but it's at the bottom end of the normal range, and that's all by instinct. So I hope that helps you, Sandra. We're going to go to the next caller, and that's area code 970. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Melanie. Can you hear me okay?
I certainly can. How are you doing tonight, Melanie?
I'm doing okay, Carolyn. I have just developed recently.
Now, hang on, girl. You know the rules. How old are you?
Right. I'm 54.
Is that a 5 and a 4?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a 5-4. All right. And where are you calling from, Melanie?
I'm in Colorado.
You betcha. And where in Colorado?
Way up in the Rocky Mountains in a tiny little town about an hour away from Durango, Colorado.
It sounds wonderful. How do you enjoy being up there?
It's a great place to visit.
Okay, we got it. All right, girl, what's going on? Give us the word. What can we do to help?
Restless leg syndrome. And now, I do have fibromyalgia, and my research is showing me that it tends to be connected, but it just came out of the blue the last couple of weeks. I mean, and it was horrible last night.
Okay, grab your pen. You're breaking up, so grab your pen and let's focus.
Okay.
Give me your height, please, and your body weight.
I am 5'6". And I am unsure of my body weight. It's somewhere around maybe 150, 155 probably.
All right, so you're a little extra. So that's estrogen dominance, okay? So that's excess fatty tissue that contains estrogen. I want your hair color and your eye color, please.
Blonde and blue.
Blonde and blue, I got it. All right, so now you're a central nervous system type. And the issue with fibromyalgia is it's multiple food sensitivities. So you are sensitive to all the common foods. So dairy, wheat, corn, soy, yeast, caffeine, sugar, those are things that bother you. Anytime you have those, you'll have inflammation and pain. At age 54, you have hormone decline, most notably progesterone. So you need to get with somebody that will help you with your hormone balancing. And, of course, one of the big factors in fibromyalgia is poor functioning thyroid. So I would use Thytrophin for you at 2 Thytrophin with breakfast and 2 with lunch. I would use a digestive enzyme called Zypan, which would help for you to break up your proteins and make sure that you've got that you're taking red meat. Will you eat red meat?
I don't like to, but on your advice, I've gotten some buffalo to try.
And have you had it yet?
Not yet.
Okay, you get with the red meat twice a week because that will give you stamina and will give you strength. But you're not breaking up your proteins. You're more oriented to starches and sugars, which makes things worse. And any time you have corn, any time you have caffeine, any time you have wheat, you have inflammation. So it's a low progesterone hormone issue and weak adrenals. You see, you've given your power away. How did you end up in that little village?
Well, I came here with a dream that didn't happen, and about 7 years ago I had an accident that left me disabled, and I've definitely been, and I'm prone to getting my power away anyway.
That's right. So it's a loss of power, wipes out the adrenals, and then all you want are the things that stimulate you, but those stimulants give you pain. So it's a thyroid issue, a hormone issue, a multiple food sensitivity issue, and a candida yeast issue. So the things that would help you would be either the fungal yeast infection homeopathic solution, probably for a couple of months, and then move over to grapefruit seed. So the whole thing is you've lost your zest for life, okay?
Yeah.
So what you do is, okay, so you're in that community. Right now the finances are a little bit on the short end. All you can do right now is you support your body in terms of choosing the foods that do not give you pain and inflammation, and you can use, you know, progesterone cream if you want to get it from my website, you can. And think about the thiotrophin because that'll support the thyroid and the Zypan, which is a digestive enzyme. And then go straight into gratitude. 54 is young. I'm about to be 67. That's a lot of years on you. And I am spry as a cricket in spring, leaping around like a gazelle. I just ran down to the mailbox, you know, half an hour ago. And here I am, you know, a grandmother in my, I'll still hang on to mid-60s, how's that? But I have no pain and boundless energy. And so at 54, your body knows exactly what to do. You may have lost your dream, but the universe has not forgotten about you. So you go straight into gratitude. You have the most incredible blue skies in Colorado. You go and you look at that blue sky. You look at the sunshine and you say, thank you, God, for the sky. Thank you for the warmth. Thank you for the light. Thank you for what I have here. Thank you for everything. See, because there's no accidents in the universe. You ended up there for some reason. You ended up in this situation. You had an accident, but it wasn't an accident. And what we forget is what's happening to us, bad though it is part of our path and part of our journey. So I want you to turn this whole thing around. And I do have a wonderful CD that I'd be very happy for Marlene to mail out to you tomorrow if you email to our office, caroline@carolinesutherland.com, my CD called Letting Go of the Past and Moving Forward. And I think that would be tremendously helpful. Within a number of days, you would feel more optimistic about your future. Don't give up on life. Don't give up on yourself. Pull that love energy in wherever you are in your day, like if you're walking around or driving or wherever you are, pull that energy in, that divine source. You pull it in to every single moment, and every single moment is the next step for you for your life. So I hope that that's helped you, and I just don't want to hear any more about this. You know, I've got this fibromyalgia and woe is me and all the rest of it. Take all the junk food out of the diet. Take the things out that are bothering you that we know are known intolerances. And that will very much help with the pain and inflammation. So I hope that helps you tonight, Melanie.
Thank you. You are.
I can't hear you, but I hope that's helped you. All right, so now we're going to go back over to our Q&A now, and let's look to see who we've got on the line coming in. So just hang on 1 second here. We got a lot of, oh, my gosh, holy mackerel. Okay. Man, oh, man, we got a lot more. Okay, here we go. How long does it, this is for Darylin. What a sweet name, Darylin. I think that's really sweet. In Elk Grove, California, Darylin is saying, how long does it take to get rid of candida yeast with a proper diet and FC-Cytal? FC-Cytal is one of my favorites. I think it's a very good combination. I have to tell you something. This yeast is a life work. Even doctors and naturopaths that work with yeast, they say that it takes between 6 months and 2 years to get yeast under control. I have to say that it's a daily work to keep it under control. So you basically don't eat a lot of starch, you don't eat a lot of sugar, you don't go crazy on fruit and fruit juice. And you take your SC-Cidal, but you have to rotate around. I would say you could use SC-Cidal for 3 months, and then I would use ADP, and ADP is oregano oil tablets. So I would do that and rotate around. And it's a life work, and if you know my books, you know and understand the approach and the fact that the yeast is something that I just do on a ongoing basis pretty much for everybody. Carolyn in Oklahoma City, she says she's 61 years of age. She had a hysterectomy at 35 years of age. You know what? These hysterectomies, I call them histodarnectomies, they are just being performed willy-nilly because people have fibroids. And so, if a person has fibroids and then they're having constant bleeding, well, let's just haul out that uterus and then they won't need it anymore. You know what? You lose a lot. When that uterus is taken out, and if you have a full hysterectomy with ovaries removed as well, you can have hormone imbalances that last your whole life. So you have to really take a good, solid look before you have a hysterectomy. And if anyone has a question about hysterectomy, I'm not a doctor, and if your doctor wants you to have a hysterectomy because of cancer, that's a whole other different thing. But if it's because if it's to control bleeding, or you've got, you know, some other issue, there's other ways of approaching it, and you always need a second opinion. All right, so here we go. So you were not put on hormone replacement therapy, so that's good. You're on bioidentical, so fair enough. HRT, you say BHRT. HRT means hormone replacement therapy, and usually the reference is to pregnant horses' urine hormones, which I am not in favor of. So you should be saying BHRT, which means bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So you were on traditional horses' urine replacement therapy till you were 55. So for 20 years, you took HRT. Now, many women, you know, did fine on HRT, which was from pregnant horses, but other women did not. And there's a lot of gravestones for women that took horses' urine hormones and ended up, you know, with all kinds of cancers. So your practitioner put you on a troche. That's like a little kind of a lozenge thing that you sort of suck on. Now, here's the kicker right here. We have to watch this. You want to be taking your estriol in the morning. The whole thing is being taken. See, I don't like this. I'm not liking this at all. Here's what we've got to do. We just calm down, and we're going to write this out. Okay, troches. Well, if you listen to the CD set that Larry Frieders and I did, and Larry is a compounding pharmacist, and he's been doing it for many years, and he knows his stuff, he's not a big fan of troches. I do have women clients that are taking troches and doing brilliantly, but you want everything separated out. You don't want all this stuff together. So you've got half a troche of estriol. This is confusing. So anyway, your estriol should be in the morning. Your progesterone should always be at night. Your melatonin should be at night as well, and your DHEA in the morning. So if that's the case, well, then fine. But if it's all mixed together, I do not like it. I do not like it at all. I like it all separated out. So you say your libido went up, hallelujah, raise the flag, that's good, and that's because of the estrogen, but your breast became tender, yes, that's a sign of too much estrogen, and so you got to back off that. So you got to get a better practitioner or take another look. Clock back, dial back that estriol, and dial it way back, and then make sure all those other hormones are all separated out. Is there a breast cancer threat? Well, if you take too much estrogen and your breasts swell up, you tell me. I don't know. If that happened to me, I wouldn't like it. And so, no, I wouldn't stop all the hormones. That would be my opinion. But I would dial back that estriol and see how you do. You just may not need as much. Or you may need it in a different form. So that's about all I'll say about it. I don't like that. Swollen breasts and the areola was red and swollen. Nope, that's not a good sign. That means something's off. I don't like hormones that are mixed together. Abel in Walterboro, she wants to talk to me on Skype. I don't know anything about Skype, so I have no idea. with Skype and how you get into that call, it should work fine. You've got the phone number. You dial in on Skype. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't work. 530-290-5016, and your PIN is 156102. I think you could do it on Skype. Gosh, I've got no idea. Maybe somebody out there is brilliant and knows about Skype. And that's Diane, and she wants to know about Skype. Well, it's perfectly simple. You've called it Sky. I don't know what Sky is. I thought it was Skype. But in any event, you dial a number on Skype, and that should reach the number. I thought that's how it worked. Oh, well, maybe not. Mary and Camuela. Camuela sounds quite delightful. She says, I'm 56. I'm 5'5". And I weigh 123 pounds, that's right on. For the last 2 years, I've had chest pressure and fatigue following any physical or mental activity, even talking. This followed complications from a dental procedure. Heat helps my chest pain. A channeler recommended Nano Silver. What do you think? I don't know. Don't know anything about that, as far as that would be good. Let's talk about where you are. Camuela, I'm not sure. Is that California? It's always nice for people to tell me where their town is, because I can tune right in and pick up whether they've got mold sensitivities. Chest pressure. Stop wheat and stop dairy. Why would a person stop wheat? Because it's part of the grain and grass family, and many people, including you, Mary, are dealing with sensitivities to grains and grasses. So I would take that out of the diet at least for 14 days. I would check the mold in your environment. If you're in a moldy climate, mold will make it worse. Then I would suggest definitely having a chest x-ray done to make sure that there's no issues in the chest. And then something that you might like, that I like a lot, and it's called oral chelation, oral, O-R-A-L, chelation, and the product is called Artery Cleanse, A-R-T-R-E, and then C-L-E-N-Z. And then I like some of the Halo Health formulas, and something that might be very good for you would be the Halo Comprehensive Multi, the fish oil might be very good. They have a very good fish oil, and the bone formula, which would be helpful. I don't see that there's any residue from the dental procedure. However, there may be some residue that you had from the procedure that is locked kind of almost at an emotional cellular level. And in that case, I would do either EMDR, E, and then M, and then D, and then R, EMDR.com. You can look it up and see if there's a practitioner in your town. And I think hypnosis would be very helpful for you, hypnosis. I'm not sure about the Nano Silver. I don't think it would hurt. Probably might be nice, but it's not part of the equation. And then, of course, as you know, candida yeast, it'll gather in the lungs. Candida yeast will find its way into the respiratory tract. And so for you, I like the fungal yeast infection homeopathic solution and the lactozyme, which is a probiotic. Wendy in Minnesota. Okay, we got it, girl. Grab your pen. She says, I've been feeling so angry lately. At a moment's notice, I can just lose it, and I don't understand why. Is this hormones? Yes, it is. Low progesterone again. So I would suggest the progesterone cream or the progesterone drops, probably the cream, and the Rubus Ideus, which is very calming. Rubus, R-U-B-U-S, Ideus, I-D-E-A-U-S. Rubus Ideus drops, AM and PM. All right, now then, let's talk about this. Dory in Minnesota, this is very interesting. This feels like a central nervous system type who is now kind of on the verge of reacting to all kinds of things and being on the raggedy edges, a central nervous system type that's on the raggedy edges of adrenal fatigue. All right, so here we go. So here's her story. She said, I was exposed daily for 21 years from an electrical wiring error in the kitchen ceiling. Two neutral wires were wired together. I have no idea about wires and what they should be or should not be doing. This exposure affected her sleep and imbalanced her neurotransmitters. She can't seem to find the correct steps to get the body back into balance. I'm working aggressively in all areas, but sleep is not happening. All right. First thing I would do is support adrenals. That would be 2 Drenamine tablets with each meal and 1 adrenal complex tablet with each meal. I would do that. I would make sure that there is red meat in the diet 3 times a week. I would make sure you're eating properly, that there's nothing that's a stimulant that would wipe out adrenals. In other words, that would make adrenals be more taxed. If you're taxing adrenals and you use adrenal support like Dranamin and Adrenal Complex, you don't use any stimulants, any alcohol, any caffeine, any chocolate, or really watch chemicals. Eat organic and hormone-free. You're not giving me your age, but I suspect you've also got some issues with digestive enzymes. And then you might like the Halo Health Sleep Formula, which I think is excellent, and probably a nice fish oil. And I would double up for a bit on that. And then the Halo Multi, I think, would be very good. So that's where you can get some benefit with the correct food and supplementation. And I know that electrical disturbances, it's called electromagnetic stress. Electromagnetic stress is definitely a factor for a lot of people, especially central nervous system types. And so these types are affected by even a wall plug. They're affected by the television, by microwaves, and we really need to watch. And for sure, they're affected by cellular phones, cell phones. And so it's a multi-pronged approach. It's a step-by-step approach. The first place I would start would be the diet and using adrenal support and making sure you're not stimulated by anything you're taking. And then step-by-step, the body knows what to do to heal, and it will heal. And so that's one of the things we have to remember is the body knows. It has a plan, and that is the title of my books, are all the Body Knows books. And by the way, the Body Knows cookbook is just out, and it's wonderful. I'm so excited about it. The Body Knows diet book for those of you that are struggling with weight. And, of course, we have the weight loss evening, which starts on the 10th of March, on Thursday night. So you're really going to enjoy that. Leslie in Kamiulu. Goodness. Oh, that sounds like that could be Kamiulu. That could be Hawaii. I'd love to know where you're actually calling in from or contacting me from. So she says, Leslie says, I'm 55, weigh 10. Uh-oh. Maybe she meant 100. And she's 5'3", 100 pounds. I'm not sure. Sorry about that. 55 and 5'3". She's on digestive enzymes and probiotics. And you've eliminated gluten, dairy, soy, and still have problems. Well, I'm going to need a little bit more information than that. Usually it's at 55. It's a hormone-related issue. Terrence in Vancouver, B.C., I really appreciate your teleconferences. Thank you so much for doing them. Well, thank you, Terrence. That's wonderful. I have actually an evening that I'm doing in April. I believe it's the 8th of April, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look here at my calendar, and I'll tell you. It's April the 8th, I was right, at the Canadian Memorial United Church at 5:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m., and that's a Friday night in April. Let's hope it's a rainy night or a dark night. Not everybody's out walking around in their garden. But I will be doing an evening of readings, and that would be a very good way for you to come and get some individual help. So it's $125 for the evening. If you come and bring your wife or significant other or your one of your family members, it's two people for $199, and it's on my website. The best place to register is on my website. So your issue, Terrence, is regarding melatonin. Melatonin gives you heart palpitations. A small percentage of people react to melatonin in that way. Well, then don't be taking it. So you can get 5 or 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep, and you've heard that GABA can help one to get to sleep. So I wouldn't have any suggestions, but I would go down and talk to them at Finlandia Pharmacy, 1111 West Broadway. They have a variety of practitioners there that can help to sort this out. This is some kind of a block, an issue with a block related to using a type of a sleep aid or a neurotransmitter. And so there's more to this than meets the eye. Make sure that you're not being stimulated. People say, you know, I only have one cup of coffee a day. Well, that'll keep them revved up for at least a full 24 hours. So I would go down to Finlandia, chat with them about this, and I'm sure they'll be able to unravel the mystery. Lainey in Newburgh, Pennsylvania. See, she says. And then we got Linda in Knoxville, Tennessee. So I like actually hearing where you're from. It really helps. What causes people to be night owls? Toxicity. Absolutely. Toxicity in the body. Once you detoxify, Once you start to eat clean, what happens is you wake up with the dawn. You wake up when that energy of coming alive sweeps the earth. And that'll happen anywhere from like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm up, you know, easily by 6. Very, very rarely would I sleep until 7. If I've had a late night, I could sleep until 7. And miraculously, once in a blue moon, twice a year, I'll wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. But if you get into the rhythm of the earth, you will go to sleep. You'll get into bed around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you'll wake up with the dawn, and it's the most glorious thing. You put on your bathrobe, you go into the kitchen, you make some herbal tea, you sit there, and you just marvel at the earth coming alive. And if it's light out and it's maybe spring and not too cold, you might open a window or just step outside and just breathe, and you just get so excited to be alive and to experience the earth coming alive. And for example, if you live in the desert, you're in Pennsylvania, but people that live in the desert wake up early and hear all the little sounds, you know, the little desert sounds, all the little creatures coming alive in the morning, and it's so wonderful. So it's really, in my view, very related to toxicity. It's very related to a pattern. You've been a night owl since you were a child, and now here you are, 59 years of age. Your husband works at night, so it's great for you because you get your best housework done at night. Well, you're missing something. It's wonderful to really literally be in tune with the rhythms of the earth, and a lot of it's related to toxicity. Linda in Knoxville, Tennessee, she says, I'm 66 years of age, having difficulty getting to sleep and staying asleep. You're taking a combination melatonin, valerian root, and chamomile at night. That's great. You use progesterone cream from the health food store. The progesterone cream that you would get from the health food store is only 2%. That's all they can sell. The progesterone cream that I have is 20%, so you could try that. And you use it at bedtime, and you rub it, massage it in both sides of your inner thigh about the knee level, where your inner thigh dips in a little bit, not high in the upper part of the thigh, but the lower part of the thigh down by the knees. You massage it in to both of those inner thighs every night at bedtime, and take Sunday off. Always take one day off from your hormones. Some people take 5 days off. I take Sunday off, all hormones. Okay, so I think we have just about conquered. Oh, my gosh, holy mackerel. They keep coming in. You guys like these. It's interesting. You actually really like the Internet questions. I find that interesting. Almost in some ways a little better than actually calling in. So that's interesting. Here we've got Gary. This is in Huntington Beach, California. I'm having trouble sleeping due to a cold and congestion. Well, this too will pass, cold and congestion. My little remedy for that, and I've been so, oh, lucky, even when I've had a real stressful patch, I've been so fortunate that I haven't had a cold or really anything. It's very interesting. But if I feel a little niggling something, if I'm around my grandchildren and one of them has a cold, I get started right away. And I use a fizzy vitamin C, either emergency or airborne, just a little bit, like one of the airborne tablets. Then I add extra vitamin C, and I use a buffered C. And then I have my little remedy, my little golden seal and echinacea, and I put a big dollop of that in there. And I like it hot, funnily enough, not cold. I like it hot. I stir it with a spoon, and I just knock it back. And you have to drink water and brush your teeth. You shouldn't use those fizzy vitamin Cs right on your teeth and let that sit there, because it can corrode your teeth. You talk to your dentist about that. They do not like that fizzy vitamin C for that reason. And usually if I feel a little niggling throat thing, that'll be knocked out within several hours. So trouble sleeping due to a cold, congestion, I don't recommend anti-decongestant things, because they can contain medication that can actually rev up your heart rate. And I've noticed that. Personally, I've had that long ago. I tried one of those, and it's not a good idea. Okay, so here we go. Peggy Las Gadas, she says, thanks for the information. She wants me to recommend a doctor. I don't have a BHRT doctor in Northern California. I'd recommend Dr. Pearson in Florida. He works all virtual, and all you do is just get in touch with their clinic. They'll send you a saliva test kit, and then he does the analysis. And as I say, all the follow-up is free, which I really like. You don't have to go to Florida to connect with him. And I'm sure, gosh, California is a hotbed of bioidentical hormone balancing practitioners. There's got to be some there. And all you do is phone your local compounding pharmacy and ask for a reference. So there'll be a compounding pharmacy probably in Los Gatos. If not, there'll be one down in San Jose. And then you get a list of practitioners and call them up. But you have to be super, super careful that they do not mix hormones together. I have all these women who come to me, Caroline, I can't sleep, I've got these issues, my breasts are tender, blah, blah, blah. And what are they doing? All these hormones are all mixed together. You don't take hormones all together. Everything has to be separated out. Max in Seattle. Max said last week he was very tired, had had a cough, and had a high temperature. I would say you could have pneumonia. Go to your doctor. You're absolutely right. And I'm a big fan, Max, of getting with a good local naturopath. You have Bastyr College there. I think it's the northern Seattle area, Bastyr, where they train people to be naturopathic physicians, and they have a very good team there. But and I love acupuncture, of course. I'm a big, huge fan of acupuncture. I can hardly wait to get back to my acupuncturist and have a couple of treatments because it's great. So you could have pneumonia. Your medical doctor will be able to determine that. And Abel in Waterboro, I think I've already mentioned this for you. Yes, I think I think I've discussed your issue. All right, so let's take a little look and see if there's any other callers. Yes, there are. If you've already had your phone call taken, please press star 2. That'll take you off my board. It won't take me off the board, but it'll take you off my board. So if you've had your question answered, press star 2 again on your phone keypad. That'll take you off my board, and I'm going to go to area code. It looks like, where was that? Area code 301. Hi there. Who am I speaking to? Hi, it's Caroline. Hello, hello. Who am I speaking to? Area code 301. Nope, nobody's on the line. All right, let's see. Let's try it again. Area code 301, are you there, please?
Nope.
Nobody. Oh, hi there, it's Caroline. Who am I talking to? Hello? All right, let's go to area code 717. Hi there, who am I talking to?
Lainey?
Hi, Lainey. How can I help you?
Hi, you just read my question and answer. And
yes.
I wanted to let you know that I am up when the birds are waking.
Good.
I've been up all night. I'm up when the birds and the animals are waking. I am also Native American, and so is my husband. And I have these animal guides that are up with me all night.
Well, I think you need to get a little bit back into balance and try and strategize about how you can actually get to sleep a little earlier. Do you drink coffee, Lainey?
No.
No caffeine?
I used to drink a lot of it, but I don't anymore. I haven't had a cup of coffee in probably 2 months.
Oh, well, that's great. And would you say that your diet is fairly clean, Lainey?
Yes.
Your diet's clean, you're not on sodas and Coca-Cola and that kind of stuff?
No, I drink mainly water with lemon.
Well, usually once the diet cleans up, you are ready after an active day to get into bed, and the only thing that would prevent you from not sleeping would be hormone balancing. How old are you now?
I'm 59, about to be 60.
There you go. So if you're having imbalanced hormones and low progesterone, you will not sleep. You will not be able to sleep. But what happens for you is you're up all night and then you sleep during the day, right?
Oh, I have no trouble sleeping. I sleep like a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
I'm not an insomniac. I just, my body clock is like backwards from everybody
yes.
else.
Yes, exactly. Well, you
and
can
I
change
enjoy
that.
It. I mean, I like it.
Yes, yes. Well, that's fine. I mean, everyone's different, but ideally you want to really be able to be asleep with the rhythms of the earth. And it really feels quite marvelous when you do it, and a lot of it is related, of course, in your case, at 59 years of age, there's going to be a hormone piece involved in that. Does that help you, Lainey?
Yes, it does. What should I do for the hormone thing?
I've never had any problem. Where do
Pardon?
You live?
I live in Newburgh, Pennsylvania, in the mountains. I have 18 acres of beautiful mountains surrounding me.
It sounds wonderful. I'm not sure. What's your nearest big city?
Harrisburg.
Okay, well, they probably will have someone that specializes in hormone balancing there in Harrisburg. But a lot of the reason, and you can tell that from the discussion tonight, a lot of the reason why people are not sleeping is from hormone imbalances. And if you choose to be up all night, that's absolutely your choice. But it is really marvelous if you can get as best you can back in rhythm, in the rhythms of the earth, okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you called in tonight. Thank you so much, Lainey.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. All righty, so now I'm going to try area code 301 one more time, and then we're going to go back to our other questions. Hi, it's Caroline.
Hi.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and what's your name, please?
My name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How old are you now?
I'm 46.
46, and where are you calling in from?
I live just south of Washington, D.C.,
okay, and what's your question?
I have probably a whole bunch of things wrong with me.
Let's start with one. What's the top of the list? I'd say fatigue right away. Mm-hmm.
When I sleep, I wake up tired.
Yeah.
I have a lot of sensitivities, and my biggest issue is that if I change anything, I need to be able to not precipitate a migraine.
I see. So what you're saying is you just keep completely balanced so you don't have migraines, right?
If I change my diet to better, because that's what I'm trying to do,
mm-hmm.
it precipitates migraines, any change. And I'm wondering if there's a way to help not precipitate the migraine but still do the detoxing that I need to do.
Well, most of my clients, what's your body weight now?
It's 198, and I'm 5'2.5".
Yeah, so there you go. So you just have to do it step by step by step, and the migraines that it's triggering are from detoxification. They're not a migraine for the sake of having a migraine. They're from when you take offending foods out of the diet, all the toxins dump into the bloodstream, and that's what will trigger a migraine. So you have to take your medication probably for 5 or 6 days until that passes. And, you know, you'd be a perfect candidate, and you would love it, for the detox program that starts on April the 13th. And usually when I work with clients who have migraines, either their migraines completely disappear or they're very slight and few and far between. And you're right, it is a toxicity issue, and I would say take your medication while you're going through the detox process, and then eventually you'll come out the other side. But there's a lot more to it.
I don't take medication for migraine.
Oh, well, there you go. Perfect then. Yeah, so just tough it on through if you have to take an aspirin or whatever. But at 46, here's hormone imbalances and thyroid imbalances. So there's lots to this. And, of course, as you know, some migraines are definitely triggered at specific times of the month. So I hope you found that useful, Wendy.
Yes. Is there anything that I could start with?
I would say to take off offending foods, all your offending foods, you know, your dairy, your yeast, your wheat-based products, you know, the normal offending foods that you know about, to remove those from the diet. And as I mentioned, a good start where you're going to get some support would be the detox group in April. And then I would use something for candida yeast because that's a big factor in the cravings, and then the appetite suppressant drops. So for candida yeast, you could almost use any of the yeast products that I have, FC-Cidal or ADP or the fungal yeast infection or Proceed. Any of those would be fine for you at one with each meal. It's just a question of getting started. And people who have excess body weight, it's almost always related to too many carbohydrates in the diet. And then the weight packs on. And then, of course, with the thyroid not functioning at optimum levels and the hormones, you know, declining already at age 46, it doesn't help. But to get started on an anti-candida program takes away the cravings, and then you don't want to overeat the starches and the sugars. So I hope that's helped you, Wendy. Let's just go quickly back to our Q&As here. And I think that's just about it for tonight. So there you have it, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Have a wonderful week. And remember, the body knows. So treat it right, and we'll see you next Monday. Goodbye, everybody.